Now, it's been announced by the Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, that plans for a new taxi licensing regulations have been voted down by the Assembly. The new regulations would have been brought in a one-tiered taxi system. What does this mean? It means all taxis would be able to sit in the road for hire. They wouldn't have to be pre-booked. The Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, is with us this morning. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Stephen.
So you're disappointed with this. Disappointed at what? How does this affect ordinary people? I barely understood what I just read there. Why should we care?
It sounds more complicated than it actually is, Stephen. First of all, let me just outline a bit of background here. The Taxis Act was actually the first piece of legislation passed by this Assembly in its current form. It dates back to 2007 and 2008. And a key tenet of that legislation is moving to single-tier taxiing. Currently in Belfast, there are two tiers. You have private hire, which requires you to pre-book your taxi, and then you have public hire, which currently are the only taxis that you can hail down in the street or who can sit in a rank and wait for people to come. They're the only people that can ply for trade on the street. Basically, this legislation, these regulations, were to do away with that and mean that anyone could flag down any legal taxi at any time. I mean, these proposals were welcomed and supported by many, many groups. They were supported by the Belfast Chamber of Trade and Commerce, Visit Belfast, because obviously...
So why was it voted down then?
Pardon?
Why was it voted down?
Well, that's something that you'd have to ask those who voted against it, namely Sinn Féin and the DUP, who incidentally have voted for and supported these regulations and this legislation since 2007.
But Mark, if taxis...
At every opportunity.
If taxis, Mark, would no longer have to be pre-booked, then that means that those taxis who currently have to be pre-booked could compete and take some of the work away from the black taxi drivers.
Yes, and I think that was the key lobby, if you like, that has changed the opinion of Sinn Féin and the DUP on this. I mean, I have met with public hire drivers who obviously have concerns.
Well, let's
that this legislation might impact upon their business.
Let's talk to some of these taxi drivers, if you don't mind. Kieran, you're a representative for Belfast Public Hire Taxi Drivers. Black taxis, right?
Morning, Stephen. Yep.
Morning to you. And Ken Kelly with us this morning. Private hire taxi driver, Mr. Kelly. Good morning to you, Ken.
Morning.
Good morning. Go ahead, Kieran. How would this have affected you?
Well, first of all, Minister Durkin shouldn't be disappointed in what has been said. 64 MLAs voted against this proposal. Why? Because of major concerns. In September 2013, the Environmental Committee identified major flaws in the Taxi Act. The Minister was asked to look at these, give assurances that he would to the committee. He did not. He repeatedly was asked again, and he did not. In fact, one prominent MLA, Lord Morrow, called Minister Durkin's grouping a shabaggle. Now, in relation to disability and consumer groups, we questioned what questions that were being asked. Now, as far as we're concerned, and as the feedback...
Well, hold on. I need you to focus here, Kieran. Why should the public care about this? How is it affecting us?
The fee pen pack?
Are you on a dopey speakerphone, by the way, or just a dodgy mobile?
Dodgy mobile.
Right. Why should the fee pen passenger care?
This is all about consumers. This is about getting it right, Stephen. This is about getting it right in the town for everybody.
Ken Kelly?
Can you hear me?
Well, just could I add a few points there just to clarify there.
Am I
actually a public hire taxi driver outside Belfast? So you can flag me down in Carrie Duff, which is less than the 5 mile radius of Castle Junction, but you can't flag me down at Sainsbury's. Now,
but you can book you
and book me as well. But they can flag me. I'm a white plate. I'm a public hire taxi outside Belfast because I mostly work up in the Carrie Duff area. But let me give you some clarity here, Stephen. The Department of Environment issued a letter dated the 20th June 14 in the name of Mark Durkin, and I quote, "The demand for service of Belfast public hire, which represent around 5% of taxis in Northern Ireland and 10% of taxis in Belfast, 10 out of every 100 taxis in Belfast are a yellow plate public hire. So we're holding up the whole taxi industry for 10 out of 10% of the people."
What do you mean holding it up?
Well, Uber's coming down the line. Uber and Halo's coming down the line. People will order their taxi through their app. Companies, individuals and everything else are under pressure. Uber is worth billions. And you say, well, will it succeed here? It succeeded in nature. It's a lot of pound behind them. It's got Google behind them.
Kieran?
Stephen.
Go ahead, Kieran.
I'm going to tell you. Arlene Foster introduced this taxi legislation in 2008. It was passed by the Assembly. In Clause 54, and Minister Durgan knows this, stated that the two-tier system was better suited to Belfast and that the rest of Northern Ireland outside Belfast could operate a one-tier system. And Minister Durgan knew that. Why did this not happen? It's because professional lobbyists were hired to turn things around.
Mark, you can respond to that.
Thank you, Stephen. So it's good to be able to get back and the point made there by the second contributor was a very pertinent one. What has happened here and why some parties have chosen to vote against this, namely Sinn Féin and the DUP, they've done a complete U-turn on this. It's largely down to protectionism of one small sector of the taxi industry, and it isn't done with any thought for or regard for what the consumer in Belfast wants, what the hundreds of thousands of tourists who come here every year want, what people coming to and fro work want. They want choice. You got a small taste of the confusion that exists out there with all the different plates that are floating about. This would remove that confusion, and it would actually create a level playing field for taxis.
Right.
So any business that could still offer a good service at a reasonable price will thrive in that kind of environment.
Mark, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you. And Kieran Riley and Ken Kelly, thank you very much indeed.